Silas Potter Jr. was tapped in 2005 to run a school district program to promote the hiring and training of minority contractors. But prosecutors say what he did mostly was line his own pockets.
He was a trusted employee who abused that trust. And we allege today that he helped himself to thousands of dollars of school district money in addition to his regular salary.
King County Prosecutor Dan Satterberg says Potter, along with Tacoma resident David Johnson and Lori Sorensen, who now lives in Nevada, set up dummy corporations that billed the district for services. One was called Grace of Mercy, the other Emerald City Cleaning.
Sorensen told the detectives, when she was interviewed, that Emerald City Cleaning was not a real company, but a front for getting easy money from the Seattle School District.
So what about people at the district who were supposed to be overseeing Silas Potter? Satterberg says there's no evidence they were aware of criminal activity and they aren't being charged with anything. However, some people who received contracts from Potter are still being investigated. After questions were first raised over Potter's activities at the district, the superintendent and chief financial officer were fired and more checks and balances put in place. At the news conference with Satterberg, Interim Superintendent Susan Enfield told reporters the district will continue to monitor the controls that have been put in place to make sure the system works.
And the work that we really do as a system is making sure that we are providing each and every one of our 48,000-plus students with the best education we can provide them each and every day.
The school board says it may still pursue a civil suit against some of the contractors who received district money under the program run by Potter. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.